Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Nell Merlino back on the show. Nell's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time now. She's the founder and the CEO of Count Me In, and nobody works harder for women business owners than Nell Merlino, and she's got more going on, and I'm so proud of her. And I'm awfully proud that that we know her and that she's our friend. Now, Merlino, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back. We're doing great. Also, Make Mine a Million. That's another one of her outstanding brands. Now, I was telling the audience before you got here, I was, you know, as you know, you and I always have a lot of fun, and as you probably know, I do quite a bit of programming dedicated to women business owners and have now for all these years. And I like to have fun with the ladies, and they give it right back. And I was talking to somebody the other day, who's you know, working hard on for women, and I was teasing her. I said, why is all this attention on women? You know, where's the men's Make Mine a Million organization or whatever, you know? And she was teasing about that. And as I said, it's all in fun, but seriously, and I said this just before you got here, seriously. The one area, if there is one area that's really highlighted in my mind that women have needed some extra help on, is access to capital. More than anything else. What do you think?
Access to capital in this climate.
No, I mean historically.
Everybody needs.
I mean historically, over the years when you started doing
historically,
this.
Historically, absolutely.
When you go back to Lillian Vernon and all those ladies.
Yes, absolutely. It was not the first thing that people thought of.
Yeah, because
women should have access to capital. We now have access to capital, but I want to emphasize right now, it's hard for everybody.
It's tough for everybody.
Yes, it is.
But I think because of what you've done and what other ladies have done, the ladies on whose shoulders the contemporary ladies stand, who broke through those walls, who were able to convince bankers, you know what, my future is not tied to my husband's financial statement.
That is absolutely right.
But thanks to you and people like you now who've done this, ladies, you know, as you say, everybody's having a challenge getting access to capital, but at least it's not that much worse for ladies like it used to be.
I think that is true. I know that's true.
And so
I am seeing, we consistently hear reports about people who are breaking through and getting it, but it's people women who have $400,000 and $500,000 in orders who can't get money to you know.
Now that makes no sense.
None. And so there's still something. There's still a few bumps to work out in this, whatever this recovery is.
Well, we need to introduce those ladies to more independent community banks.
Yes, that is where we're having a lot of great success. We've been doing work with one California bank out in Oakland, and they've just been great.
Independent community banks are the savior of small business, and have been now, as you may know, Nell, for 12 years, I've been telling small business owners, at least one of your banking relationships, and you need more than one, but at least one of them must be with an independent community bank, and that became a prophecy 2 years ago now.
Absolutely. That was where we saw the greatest success. The other thing that we're seeing is the Sam's Club relationship with Superior Financial Group.
Right.
They now offer those, you know, $25,000, you know, SBA guaranteed loans right through them.
Interesting how these corporations are stepping into the breach, aren't they?
Absolutely.
There are several of those out there.
And we have just found that to be a great opportunity, you know, because you just, you know, you got your membership and you get the form and you fill it out, and obviously everybody doesn't get approved, but it's a good way to approach the situation if you're new to financing, or if you need just, you know, some some money to, you know, get your inventory going and all that kind of stuff, or some working capital, it's a good way to go. So we are seeing different areas of opportunity.
Another thing that, and this is what you're doing. I want you to tell the audience some of the things you've been working on. I mean, I remember that you know, when I met you and you first, we first started talking about this, your Make Mine a Million program. How many ladies have you helped get capital? Have you put a number to it? Have you put a pencil to that?
Have we? Oh, heavens. I mean, we've worked very closely with about 300 women, but we've worked with thousands. On a day-to-day basis, we've worked with hundreds who are now at a million or more in revenue. Some are at, you know, 10, 16 million.
But they weren't. But many of them weren't when they met.
Oh,
you.
Absolutely not. They were all below a million. They were.
They
all
might have
at,
had,
you
just
know,
had an idea.
200,000 Most of the people who got to a million had been in business for you know, a year or two.
Right.
So they had an idea and they'd sold a few things. But what we've learned from that, and is the most important guide I would say to anyone who's listening. You want to have goals. You've got to have a financial goal. You've got to have a good idea of what you want this business to look like and who you want as your customers. Anything that you can imagine, you need to start attaching goals to it. One of the reasons we developed Make Mine a Million is because it's a series of goals. You know, goal one is, you know, to go to the makeminemillion.org website and look at the application. Start to think about those answers.
And you have a new one now, don't you?
We have a new application up online. You go right to makemoneymillion.org. You can start working on it. You can save it as you're working on it. But just filling out the application helps you understand how you'd grow your business. If mm-hmm. you're working so hard, you know, in your business every day, you need to do yourself a huge favor and take a couple of hours and do this application, because it allows you to dream about...
And the advice you're giving now is not gender related. I mean,
no,
this is across the board, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you're doing. These are things that nobody needs to think this is unique to one gender or the other. Mm-hmm. What you just said is fundamental to success, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I so often, people are just frantically trying to get stuff done, and you've got to step back. Take a deep breath and think about, okay, I know this is what I got to do today.
Right.
But, you know, for what am I going to be doing a year from now?
That's the strategy part.
Make Mine a Million and...
Hold on to that thought. Really, now, we got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Nell Merlino and get some more of her wisdom after these messages. Don't forget, there's a new application online right now. We're going to talk about that some more, too. Stay with us. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good things there to help you with your small business. And don't forget to check out the poll question on the homepage. You can answer the question, and when you do, we'll every week it's a different question, by the way. When you answer the question, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, you got my blog is there, my knowledge base, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff. There's no other website like that on the planet. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with Nell Merlino. She's got a body of work there that she's deposited with us over the years on women business ownership, access to capital, getting that capital, growing your business, justifying being worthy of that capital. Nell, tell us again, you got an event coming up in September, don't you?
We got an event coming up in November, actually, out in San Francisco. That's what the application is for. And you've got an opportunity to win a whole suite of resources, prizes, and awards that'll help you grow your business faster.
Just by registering, do they have to be there?
They got to fill out that application, and yes, they would have to be there if they're going
to
win.
They have
win
to show up. They have to show physically show up at the event.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can apply, and we'll let them know, you know,
right.
And all that stuff. So
okay.
The key thing, whether they go to the event or not, filling out that application.
That's the thing.
helps you understand how to grow your business, because it asks you, it insists that you sit there and imagine how you get your business to $1 million.
See, this is just like whenever we talk about business planning on this show, a lot of people think business planning is, oh, I just to get a loan, just to court a venture capitalist. If you do a business plan, you'll become a much better manager of your business, and it's what you're saying about the application.
Absolutely.
It's like a mini business plan, isn't it?
It is. It is. And by the end of it, you know what you got to do. And you figured it out. It's not like you're looking and thinking about, you know, who's gonna tell you how to do it.
Right.
You know your business, and the issues of growing it are ones that if you sat and just thought about it for a while, you in a lot of cases you know what to do. If not, you got people like you to call on. Our organization, there are plenty of resources out there, but you know in your wildest dreams what you do. And some of what I think we forget to do is to listen to that in ourselves and then figure out systematically how to do that.
Do you think that ladies need an extra shot of that? Because do you sometimes when I talk to ladies, you know, I think you and I've talked about this before, I just want to give them an extra shot of self-confidence. They're smart
Absolutely.
Enough, they've got enough energy, they know more than they think they know. Guys, as I've said many times, guys think we know more than we do. Women sometimes think they don't know as much as they do.
I would say any opportunity we have to bolster women's confidence, just to remind them that they can do it, that they're doing it, that they can do it and they're doing it, I think it helps enormously, because we're into being perfect. And
is that the problem?
I think it's one of the problems, and we're also into
so
trying to do everything ourselves.
It's self-imposed, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of it is. A lot of it is. And I think also people expect that from us. So it's a combination.
I thought your mother did it.
No, I don't know.
I thought it's not the guilt from your mother.
my mother was so encouraging of me. Anytime I told her I wanted to do something, she'd say, "Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do it. You know, let me know what happens." She was saying just do it before, you know, all those companies were.
Right.
So I think, you know, I would say to every woman out there, you are smarter than you think, and you can solve more problems than you think if you listen to
and believe in yourself.
And believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Let me tell you something. That's the same. That's no different for guys.
I know.
We have to believe in ourselves too. That's a small business thing. That's an entrepreneurial thing.
If you
can't find a way to believe in yourself, you will not be successful as an entrepreneur, because sometimes, Nell, as you know very well, that's all you have.
Yep.
Sometimes
it is.
everything else falls away, and it's just your own guts, your own will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely true. Give
us a couple of goal setting tips right now, as we wrap up the hour.
Start with the end in mind. Think about where you want to end up. I think that is. Some people try and do this, and they try and think of the steps to get there. Think about where you want to get, and then work backwards from your big vision. Work backwards from that. How do you get to that? I would say that is key.
Yeah. Yep.
Another thing is write it down. You got to write it down. It doesn't have to be pretty, but you got to put it down so that you can show it to somebody else and they can help you with
it. It's amazing how things look and how powerful they are when they look back at you from a sheet of paper.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So you got to have a sheet of paper. And the other, I think the third thing is once you, you know, see the end and start to work backwards to, you know, where you are today so that you can get there, you've written it down. You got to start showing it to people. Start showing it to people, not a ton of people, but enough where you have some discussion and some feedback and can see something that's perfectly clear to you may not be perfectly clear to anyone else who reads it. So you got to redo it.
You also need to make sure that the people you show it to make sure that they're worthy of you showing it to them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There's some people who aren't worthy.
Showing it to your nephew may not be the best thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it might not be somebody you're related to, right?
I would say unless they're in business.
Yeah.
If they're in business, I would.
Yeah.
If they're not, you're not going to get feedback that's going to be helpful.
Here's the website where we can find that application.
MakeMineAMillion.org. Go to MakeMineAMillion.org. Fill out that application. I want to see lots of you in San Francisco in November.
Hey, I'm proud of you, Nell. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Oh, my pleasure.
See you next time. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back What great work she's doing there. Folks, ladies, you got to go to that website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.